Okay, so welcome to Reconnecting Our Lives, how people with learning disabilities getting back to building community lives in the wake of the pandemic. So as you can tell from this, what we're interested in is the experiences of people and organizations during the pandemic, but more importantly perhaps as we emerge, how are people and organizations beginning to rebuild those connections and those lives in the community. We've heard anecdotally about this, but we would like to hear more from everyone who's attending today. So I'm just going to say a few words of introduction, and then we will begin. So before the pandemic, there was a whole series of initiatives there in place for people and organizations to make connections in community, to build activities for peer support, local area coordination, asset-based support, and so on. So a whole series of activities which we as a research team had heard about and we wanted to explore. So what we sensed from this is that people were being asked more and more to self-build their daily lives, to and as symbolized by the diagram here, to around themselves in terms of their support circle of family, friends, advocates, and organizations in the red square there, thinking of ways to connect into communities, to participate in an active way in communities and take up all the opportunities that there were. So between 2018 and 2020, the Universities of Southampton and Dundee undertook a research project, and through this we found that lots of individuals and organizations were building these new forms of support and networks in the local communities, which we refer to as self-build. Just to note that the research team involved in the project, all of whom are here today, which is great, was Andrew Power, Mel Nines, Andy Coverdale, Alex Cayley, Abigail Croydon, and myself, and it was funded by the Economic and Social Research Council, as indicated on the slide. One of the outcomes of the project was to working with People First Dorset, was to produce a resource pack of activities based on a series of what we call building blocks, and you can see some examples of those on the screen here. And the idea of the building blocks was to give a set of resources for people to build those connections. So it's about, as it says on the screen here, about planning the essentials, making managing day-to-day responsibilities, finding meaningful things to do, and a whole series of things. So these are resources that could be base of activity, could be discussed, but we're there to support people in terms of building those connections. And as we move ahead, obviously these resources are still extremely important as we emerge from the pandemic. And you can see the link to the website of the project where all of those resources are held. So just the final slide here of background is obviously the pandemic arrived, and that, as we know, that led to a lot of activities actually having to stop. Although we know that a lot of groups and individuals continue to work and connect online. So the purpose of the webinar is for us to find out more about how groups and networks responded to the challenges of the pandemic and what people are doing as the restrictions ease. So just a plan for the webinar today. So just a short introduction from myself here, and then we'll go on to hear from Matt King in conversation with Andy Power. And then we have another input there from People First Dorset. So welcome to everyone. We then have a 5-minute break at around 11:35. I will try and keep time as we go on. And in that break, if you remain connected to Zoom, I think that's probably the best thing. So just turn cameras and mics off as they are now, and then reconnect into the webinar for at 11:40. And then, as you can see, 11:55, we have some breakout rooms that people will be assigned to, so you can have a discussion there that's not recorded. So mics and cameras on for that. And then we'll have some a little bit of feedback and an opportunity to wrap things up and finish by 1 o'clock. Just at the end, as you can see the word poll, we have a poll which we'll be conducting at the end. It's on Zoom, and it's just to ask a few questions about your role, who you are, your motivation for attending today, and what your experience was, how we could improve it. And we'll also ask if we can retain your contact details, so you get a chance to confirm that as part of the poll.